The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. Now it stops blinking.
What?
There, everything's recording.
Okay.
I don't feel like doing this.
I know, but you'll get into it.
How will I get into it?
Well, because you like talking into mics.
Yeah, but I'm just getting...
But just not to me, right? Because I hear you doing podcasts all the time with other people. You're laughing. You're cutting people off. You're saying your piece. You're whatever. And with me, you're like...
Hope that tells you something.
Why? What do I... Like, I diminish your life force. That's our cat. We have a cat that's...
Yeah, that's just running around wrecking everything already.
We love this cat.
I know, but it's wrecking everything.
He's the cutest.
Bugsy, not Bug.
Well, we already went over this.
Bugsy.
Okay, so what is it that I
wonder if I have COVID because I'm tired or because I don't sleep well.
You don't have COVID.
How do you know?
Well, I don't, but you'd probably experience some more than just minor asymptomatic. I don't want to say.
What?
You're like that age where you'd probably feel it.
No, I'm pretty active.
And also, you feel everything so intensely. Right?
Yeah. No, not everything.
Not joy, no, but pain, certainly.
Well, whatever. I feel tired.
Okay.
Why? I don't sleep well. I mean, that could be the answer.
Well, last week we were going to go over this and do a checklist of...
We were? I don't remember doing
that. Yeah, then we
checklist.
Got sidelined. So,
it's not sidelined. We got sidetracked. Not sidelined.
Well, it could be either.
No.
It could be either.
No, sideline is when they take you out of the game. You're sidelined. You're not playing anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Sidetracked is like if you're talking about something and you go do something else, oh, I was sidetracked. Right? Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so do you have coffee after 6 p.m. at night?
The latest will be 6:03.
No, sometimes you have you go, I'm going to take a nap at like 6:30 at night. I've seen it happen. Then you get up, you make yourself a coffee.
No, I don't make coffee
then
that late.
Then at like 2 in the morning, you're like, I don't get why I'm not tired at all.
No, I don't make coffee at 7:30.
Every time I walk by your room, the light is on. When you go to bed, why don't you turn your light off?
Which one? What light? I have 3 lights. The one by my bed?
Well, I turn all my lights off when I go to sleep.
Mine, the one by my bed so I could read.
Yeah, but then...
Not books.
But your phone has a light on it.
Yeah, but then...
So you really don't need a light. You have the light right on your phone. So what you do, if you're looking at your phone at night, you turn it down, the light, as much as possible. There's a nighttime...
Then I always fall asleep with a phone in my hand, and it's just...
Yeah, but that's the way I walk by your room many, many times, and we're roommates at this point.
And then why are you up that late? Whoa!
I get up to go to the bathroom once a night. Not always, but occasionally once a night I get up and go to the bathroom.
The size of my chest. Go ahead. Uh-oh, I was sidetracked. Go ahead.
So then you're just laying there with your glasses. A couple times I've tried to take gum out of your mouth, but you've almost bitten my finger off. You get so angry if anyone...
You can't sneak up on people.
Yeah, but there's no other way to do it if you're sleeping.
Yeah, you go to the door, you tap lightly. You tap lightly until that person...
Well, sometimes I do this. I go, Rich.
There you go, the startling yell.
Yeah, because this volume, Rich, wasn't waking you up.
If you do it enough times.
Okay, so the Nicorette gum at night also is a stimulant. The coffee at night is a stimulant.
I don't drink coffee.
The phone is a stimulant. Okay. I also think you suffer from depression, which I don't know why no man in on the planet likes to say he has depression.
I'm not depressed.
You always say it's anxiety, but I think a lot of it is depression. You're not doing the thing you love. Blowing men. You don't get to go on the road and blow your dudes.
Ugh. First of all, I don't have depression. Second of all, I don't have depression.
You don't have a second of all. That's your thing. First of all, and then your second of all, I don't have a second of all.
All right, let's move on. You were talking about Sarah. Talk about that.
Oh, so I watched the Britney Spears documentary. I tried to tell you all about it, which you wouldn't really get involved in. But if you saw it, you'd be angry. I know you. Because what happened... You know, we kind of all knew this, that Britney Spears was going through something and then her father took over and was her conservator?
Beneficiary?
No, he was the one who dealt with all her money and everything. But it was really, like in this documentary, it points out sort of how crazy it was. Her father wasn't really involved.
How come your lines aren't going really up and down?
Her father, it is.
Oh.
Was in charge of... It wasn't really involved in her life very much and kind of a grifter. And then he somehow, you know, when she was getting, she had too much fame and they were being, you know, kind of sexist towards her and the media was coming down on her. And then she married Kevin Federline and she had two kids. And then they kept saying she was being a bad mom. What are you doing? I'm trying to tell you a story.
I'm listening to everywhere. Go ahead.
And then no matter what she did, they would sort of like paint her in this light as a, you know, nutty, slutty, bad mom. And I think she just. Nutty, slutty, bad mom. Nutty, slutty, bad mom. That's her new song. And so she, you know, kind of went nuts because she couldn't handle the paparazzi anymore. And
yeah, it's probably a lot of pressure on somebody all day long.
Yes, and she shaved her head thinking that they might not film her anymore. It was, you know, bad choice. And then that's when her father stepped in and said she's not, you know, she's mentally unhealthy. And they said, you're going to get your kids taken away unless you sign that I'm in charge of everything. And, you know, she signs because who would want their kids taken away? And then now she can't get out of it. Now she's like, you know, almost 40 and she's had this, you know, huge career for the whole time. She's able to do that. She's able to put on a show every single night in Vegas, but still they say she still needs her conservatorship. And the thing is that all the lawyers are being paid by her father's lawyers, her lawyer, like, you know. It's worth it to them.
Just scumbags. Scumbags.
So there's this like free Britney. But also the documentary sort of highlights like the way people were really mean about her, you know, like Jay Leno jokes. You know, just it's like when you look back at Monica Lewinsky and now with new eyes, you see like all the jokes were about Monica Lewinsky. Like she was like a 19-year-old girl, you know?
Yeah, but also too, like they're going after Sarah.
Oh, well, wait. So then, you know, they said... What's that woman's name? Jesus, I can't remember it. Let me look it up.
Fran Lebowitz?
No, she interviewed...
I'm just saying names from documentaries.
Hang on.
Come on, dead air.
Dead air, dead air. I'm sorry. Anyway, I can't remember the woman's name, but, you know, like a very famous, you know, news anchor. And
Diane Sawyer?
Diane Sawyer. And she was interviewing Britney and saying, like, what did you do to...
deserve this?
Boy band guy.
Oh.
That she was dating. People hate him too, Justin Timberlake. You know, because the documentary was like Justin Timberlake took the narrative that, you know, Britney cheated on him and she's the bad guy and he did a video even. And
she cheated on Justin Timberlake?
Well, who knows the truth?
That's crazy. And nobody would do that.
And then, anyway, so now everybody's going after everyone who made jokes about Britney during that time, you know, and... Yeah. This was during that time. So this is Sarah Silverman at the 2007 VMAs.
Well, did she host them?
Yeah, she hosted them. Wait.
What, do you got a clip of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Uh-oh. Bonnie has a clip.
Oh, God, now it won't go on.
Blowing, and she's okay. So grown up, she's a mother.
Okay, let me start from the beginning.
Beginning.
She's already accomplished everything she's going to accomplish in her life. It's mind-blowing, and she's so grown up, she's a mother. You know, it's crazy. It's weird to think that just a few years ago on this very show, she was this, like, sweet, innocent little girl in slutty clothes riding around with a python. Have you seen Britney's kids? Oh my God. They are the most adorable mistakes you will ever see.
That's the one that got her in trouble then.
They're as cute as the hairless vagina they came out of.
All right, enough of that.
Wait, there's only one more joke. Then she does this thing with her.
Seriously, they're this cute, you guys.
And then she does that thing with her lips where it's kind of gross, where you put your lips sideways to look like a vagina. Anyway.
Well, first of all.
So then people started saying, like, Sarah Silverman apologized to Britney Spears.
Oh, you know what?
She wouldn't. She won't apologize.
Good. One, how long ago was it?
2007.
This is her 14 response. Years ago.
So someone says, this guy has a blue check. I don't know who he is, Joshua. He says, Sarah Silverman, girl, explain yourself.
No, don't.
And then she says, I was known for roasts. I was known then for roasts. MTV asked me to mini roast Britney after her big performance. While she was performing, I was having diarrhea and going over my jokes. Had no idea she didn't kill. Unfortunate. Art changes over the years as we know more and the world changes.
Well, first of all, she didn't have to throw diarrhea in. That's so gross. Second of all, this is all just fucking white people problems. All the shit that's going on in the world, COVID.
Right. I know, but
let me finish. Okay. COVID, racial divide, politics, you know, and Antifa, Proud Boys, this, that, city's burning, and they're going to apologize for a joke from 17 years ago.
Right.
That some black people don't do that. You don't see black people going after somebody from 20 years ago and go, oh, apologize about that Magic Johnson joke or apologize for that, whatever.
I think they do. You're just not on Black Twitter. But.
No, they don't. Because you know what? Because they're dealing with.
Why did you turn yours up?
I did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Anyhow.
Okay, I got to talk like this. Right in there.
I don't know. It's just white people problems.
It is, but it is also. I'm not sticking up for anyone. No, I don't want Sarah Silverman to be brought down for a joke she did. But I do think, like, you know, when I watched the documentary, I did have emotions about it. I was like, why is this? Why are they?
Yes, it's horrible what's happened to her.
But you're right. She's like a rich, beautiful woman who, you know, even if her father's taking millions of her dollars, she still has millions and millions.
Well, no, he's a scumbag for taking her money, but, uh-huh. Oh, this is wrong, he said.
But what about Diane Sawyer? I mean, it's like, I'm sure I watched that Diane Sawyer interview. Now you've completely fucked it up. Now you can't hear me at all. What are you doing?
I'm trying to test. Oh.
Test. Mine doesn't come up at all. Hello? Test. Test. No, mine's
coming. Testing.
Oh my God, Rich. Why don't we pause it?
No.
Why not?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. There we go. Okay, whoa. How come it's not working?
Testing.
There you go. But it still doesn't sound
right.
Well,
turn mine up a bit. Do you know which one? Now you forgot already again?
No.
What is wrong with you? Test. Barely blipping. It's barely
test.
Blipping.
Go.
Yours is fine. Yours is like real hot. Bop, 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 bop.
Test.
Bop. Test. Bop. Bop. There's test. Mine. There's there. Mine. There we go. All right.
Okay. Good. We had a little glitch.
Now, do you remember which is which?
We were
for next time?
No.
Okay. Great.
Perfect. We were sidetracked there. Sorry. No, we were sidelined.
Okay. In any case.
It is. It's white people problems.
Okay,
apologize
thanks.
For what you said 20 years ago. And let's say Sarah goes, okay, I'm sorry. So it all goes away? No, it still happened. It's still there. It's still in the archives. So what the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you, Sarah. You said you're sorry. It doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Right.
Nothing. It means nothing in the over. Is Britney getting her money? Is Britney hey, Britney, Sarah says she's sorry for that joke from 17 years ago. Sarah who? You remember at the awards? Oh, okay, good. Now give me my fucking money.
Right.
You know. It's enough. They'll just find anybody to go after. It's fucking cancel culture.
Well, what about...
It's stupid white ladies and...
Well, what about like just a bigger conversation about the way that the culture was back then, like when... what was the woman's name again that was interviewing her? Diane Sawyer was interviewing Sarah.
Well, the interviewers first, real quick, and then, you know.
Don't please come in. You're doing fine without it.
They're going to fucking, they're going to, what do you call it, sneak attack you or do whatever and go after the questions that get them ratings. She's not going to interview Britney and go, oh. So what's it like living in your man? You know, they're going to try to make it controversial. So well, go ahead. Diane Sawyer, you know, I don't know. I didn't see the interview. If you know.
Well, some senator's wife said that she would like to shoot Britney. And Diane Sawyer was like, Britney was like, oh, that's bad. That's really sad that she said that. And Diane Sawyer goes, well, because of the way you dress or act or whatever. You know, and she's trying to parent kids, and Brittany was like, well, I'm not here to babysit her kids.
Well, Diane Sawyer is not being a good journalist for sticking up for her, saying, instead of saying, I agree, that's bad, this is the reason
she didn't really say, I agree. She was saying, like, well, her point, the other woman's point is.
Well, the other woman's a fucking idiot. Who cares if it's a senator's wife or fucking a fireman's wife or anybody's wife? They're just fucking idiots. You're a bad parent if you're letting your kid dress a certain way because Britney dresses a certain way. Shoot yourself, you fucking assholes.
How would the woman feel about wet-ass pussy? You know what I mean?
What's wet-ass pussy? I don't get it.
You don't know the song WAP? Raina knows every lyric. Her friends sing it all the time.
Oh, by that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
see if you can get it.
I'll
give you
Cardi B.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
I'm down with the.
And it's someone else. Do you know the other person?
Drake.
Nope. Another woman.
Oh, Cardi B and fucking what's her name? You know.
I'll give you to the end of the podcast.
No, I'll guess it right now.
Okay.
Cardi B and Alila.
Nope. Who's Alila?
I don't know. I made it up.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Who the fuck? I don't know who that is.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Who's the last artist that you really liked? Like the most contemporary one you can think of?
Monet.
Monet is money, yo.
Okay.
My friend had a Monet in her house, and then someone asked her if it was real. In her little one-bedroom apartment.
Well, then I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was not real.
All right, well, this podcast stinks.
I know. Okay, so come on. Like, we got to get something going.
Got nothing going.
What is it that... Is there any fights we've had in the last little while? We've been getting along. You've been doing the snow blowing and the I've been doing the blowing.
Whoa, and, who didn't see that coming?
What else? I called you to come turn off the TV. Remember when you went to your gig? That was funny.
You're going to go over something that you said was funny from 3 days
Well,
ago.
I'm trying to think of interesting things to talk about. I brought the Sarah Silverman thing to the table.
Yeah, but I made it.
Of course.
You didn't give your opinion on it. I did. What's that? Larry who?
Larry David. It's stupid. A long time ago, my friend Allie Mae and I put her in my phone as Larry David, and she put me in her phone as Jerry Seinfeld. Mm. Okay, why are you doing that?
Doing what?
You're going like a...
Sorry.
Into the, like, we've changed the podcast now. It's not people fighting. It's just mouth noises. Do you like Nicorette gum into the mic?
What if I have COVID? God damn it.
Is that what's bothering you?
Uh-huh.
Then go get a test.
I got to take a test in a couple weeks.
You don't have it. Where did you get it? Where would you have gotten it from?
I don't know.
It's so bizarre. How many
Connecticut?
Okay, but how many times have you thought you had COVID that you didn't have it? 20? 25?
I don't know.
A lot of times, and you've never had it, right? So then why would you keep going back on the same thing? Like, huh, the last time I felt like this, I thought I had COVID, then I didn't have it. Oh, now I feel like this again. I think I have COVID. You don't have it. I don't understand this anxiety, or why don't you take charge of your brain and just say, hey,
anxiety.
Stop trying to make me think I have COVID when I don't. I don't have a fever. I have zero symptoms.
I feel tired.
You're tired because you're not sleeping properly. You leave your light on. You look at your phone for hours and hours at night. You wake up in the night. You grab your phone. You start looking at it again. You get up at, 9 o'clock. The first thing you do when you get up, you go, I hate this house. It's so cold.
I never said I hate this house once.
You say it. You go, this house is so cold. Why am I tired? You immediately, I've never heard you, I've never one time seen you walk out of your bedroom like, great day, kind of a impulse. Well, you're not going to say that, but you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
But you're just like, you live for this feeling of ennui,
Are you on we? What the fuck is that? One's ever said that. We're American.
Oh, that's not a Canadian word.
In 20 years, someone's going to come back and go, Bonnie, apologize for saying ennui.
Well, you have a feeling of constant discomfort, and you love talking about, like even on this podcast, I don't feel like doing the podcast. Like, you never are like, hey, let me just fight through this a little bit.
That's what do you think I'm doing now?
I know, but not without telling people.
You let
people know right away. Hey,
I keep it open.
You get up. You come into my bedroom,
no.
Grunt and groan about things. You never say, hey, good morning. Oh,
I always say good morning.
Oh, no,
I
nothing.
Might say what? You look pretty?
You could say that.
In the morning?
That's what I'm saying. You never lie. You won't lie about it.
No.
Unless you've done something, unless it's a conversation you don't want to be having, then sometimes you'll try to deflect by saying, you look pretty or some shit. But why don't you ever try to get up with a positive attitude?
I do get up with a positive attitude. It's just cold. I don't say.
Mm. When was this coffee made? This is you in the morning.
This is you
in the morning. When did you make this coffee? If it's 1 hour old, he will not drink it. You have stricter policy than Starbucks. I don't know. It's fine. It's hot still.
I like fresh coffee.
And also, if you just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, it's fine.
Ugh. Ugh. Ooh. Excuse me.
It's true.
When I go to Wawa, I go, which is freshest pot made?
And then they just point at anything.
No.
They go, oh, yeah, that one.
You're wrong. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes coffee that's been sitting around for an hour, 2 hours. You do.
Yeah, because I'm not a fucking, I'm not the Queen of England.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Man Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Not I come even. In, sometimes it's a day old. I'll just pour it in and put it in the microwave and...
Well, yes, fuck. Oh. That's... Sorry. That's fucking gross.
Oh, that's gross. But that's this, gross. What is this?
That's gross. A day old. Who? I couldn't even imagine taking coffee from the day before. She'll do that. She'll take a rotten banana and do something with it.
What, don't say do something with it.
That's it's rotten. You can't do anything physical with it. It'll just crush against you. But
I use them in my smoothies. They're not fully rotten.
Yeah. She just, it's gross. And then she makes like a leftover and sits there. She's eating it by herself going, this is so good. It's fucking
it is good.
Leftover fucking Brussels. Nobody likes Brussels sprouts when they're brand new. More or less.
You don't? I asked you one time to give me a list of your vegetables and you put it on there.
I didn't put it on the top.
I didn't realize for a long time you didn't like green beans. I love green beans. Have you seen green beans in our house?
No.
I don't use them anymore because you don't like them. Brussels sprouts was on the list.
I kind of like Brussels sprouts. They're okay. I think they give you gas. I'm not sure.
I think we're going to get a list, guys. Let's hope for it.
I like cream spinach.
Here we go. Creamed spinach. Like, what is that?
I don't know, but it's good.
What about regular spinach with some lemon juice and sea salt? Mm.
I like it, but you can never get enough of it.
You can never get enough of it?
You buy it, and then it shrinks to 2 bites. I like spinach. I like corn.
What about raw spinach, like in a salad or something?
It's all right. I mean, a salad.
This is what I'm dealing with. Like, nothing is good enough. You asked for a soupy stew.
That wasn't me. A soupy stew?
I realize now I can't compete with whatever just happened in your pants.
A soupy stew.
You're disgusting. Like, we're in a podcast.
We're on a podcast. We're not in a podcast.
Whatever.
We're going to keep I got to keep correcting you. Sorry.
I've been trying, you know. I don't like doing the podcast with you. I would rather do the podcast with someone else.
Who?
Anyone. Literally anyone. Literally anyone.
Why don't you like doing it with me? I like doing
because
it.
Because you fucking, like... You're a nightmare. You're doing gum and you can't figure out the volume and you fart.
I passed gas by accident. Sorry.
You pass the gas by accident? By accident? I don't know if this is by accident when you lean forward. Is that by accident? Oh, I didn't know. And then he'll have the audacity to be like, yeah, I don't do that kind of humor. Yeah, I hate any kind of scatological humor.
Scatological? What, from different parts all over the place? What is it? What the fuck are you talking?
You've never heard the word scatological? Yeah. You've been comedy for 700 years. You've never heard the word scatological?
What are you talking about?
Are you like, you know what? Sometimes I wonder, and I don't want to be cruel. My sister is mentally handicapped. But sometimes I'm like, did I marry someone who's mentally handicapped?
Why do you wonder?
Like, I really truly, like, I lay in bed at night and be like, is he mentally handicapped? Like, you might be mentally handicapped. The next time somebody uses the word retard around me, I'm going to be like, do you mind? My husband is mentally handicapped.
That's not nice.
Well,
it's not me. I'm not saying that's not nice if you are mentally handicapped.
I mean, it's just like weird. It's just like I have these moments where I'm like, how have you never heard the word scatological?
It means you're all over the place, scatological, right?
No, it doesn't. It means like poopy humor.
Oh, I don't do that. You don't hear me on stage.
You don't even know the kind of humor you don't do.
You don't know me. You never heard me on stage. We already discussed this.
I know, but yet you would lean forward and squeeze out a fart on a podcast. So
I didn't have to squeeze it out.
So morally, where are you on that? You didn't have to squeeze it out? Came naturally?
Yeah.
Came pretty easily, actually.
Yeah. It's pretty long.
And every single day you're like, oh, I gotta poop.
What are you talking about?
Oh, running around the house.
Dude, what kind of weirdo are you? I lay in bed at night sometimes and I think, is my wife crazy?
What would make you think I was crazy?
Oh,
I demanded separate rooms so we could lay and think about each other.
You didn't demand separate rooms. It was my idea.
Okay.
Whatever. What would you do if I brought a girl home into my room?
I would try to save her. Are you kidding me?
No, look, if I go, I'm sorry, I met her. I brought her home, but... You know, Raina was out for it. Raina slept over a friend, so I just brought home, you know.
But hey, hope you don't mind me and the skirt. You're going to be in the bedroom for a bit.
I would bring her downstairs because my bed's too small.
But then she'd have to help you get up on this one.
What do you want to talk about?
I mean, we were doing fine.
Not really.
But you wouldn't bring another girl home. That's like a silly thing.
Why not? If you let me.
And like, are you really like still that into sex?
I like to try it
with someone else.
Just give it a shot. See what
you
know.
Want to have sex one more time with someone else.
Uh huh. Just once. Can I?
Well, what's our deal?
Our deal
is every year of marriage you get an extra second, so you're up to what 15 seconds. 16. You can have sex in 15 seconds, probably. You get 15 seconds.
No, I don't. You would if some girl, you saw some girl blowing me for, I go, well, she's at 13 seconds. Stop. You'd get mad.
What do you mean? You think the seconds roll over? They don't.
No. I mean,
like you're gonna save 2 seconds.
No, even if I stopped her at 15 and you saw it, I go, she only blew me for 15 seconds. You'd go, okay. You wouldn't go, okay.
I don't know how I'd feel about it. Because I can't believe, honestly, in my heart of hearts, that you care that much about sex.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm just judging by the way you do it. It doesn't seem like you're that into it.
I do it pretty damn good.
For whom?
Oh, okay, whatever. Whatever, I'm not going to sit here and talk sex.
Okay, no, you're not like that.
That's gross. You're gross. All right. I don't know. I'm not into this today. I don't want
to. You never, like, literally, if we go back on 99% of the podcast.
That's
you're
not
like,
true.
You start off being like, I don't want to do it.
I carry.
We're just doing a quick one today. We're going to just rush through this. We're not going to do this. Oh, we're just doing a quick one. You always say that. We're just doing a quick one. You do the podcast like you have sex. We're just doing a quick one today.
That's not true. I could go, I'll bang you right now for fucking time.
For time? What
do you know, for a while. For time.
Look at you. You're so
what?
Sexy.
I am pretty. Look at my upper body's getting fucking too big.
I don't get it. What are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
My upper body, feel my chest.
This one's much harder.
No, I made it hard.
This one's much harder.
No.
Weirdly.
No.
Usually wouldn't it be your right side?
No, whatever. All right. This is going nowhere. I'm sorry, folks. Sometimes, you know, look, every episode isn't great. You did get some good segments, some good pieces out of it. You know, what do you want? It's free. It's free. Send us some fucking money, PayPal or something. PayPal, richfoss.com at PayPal.
If you want a good podcast, over now threatening.
No.
You want a good podcast? You better fucking pay us for it.
How does everybody make so much money on Patreon? It's
well,
fucking
they do
crazy.
It. We don't.
It's crazy. We should have stuck with Patreon and made some fucking money. We're just always late to the party. I mean, you don't want to be too early. Always fucking late to the party.
Remember you, like, when we were allowed to go out and go to parties, you always, like if it said 7 o'clock, you would get there at like 6:55. Like so many times we're at parties too early. Do you remember we went to that big barbecue and the guy was getting out of the shower?
He was like,
you're here already.
I screwed up the time. I thought it was started at a different time than it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but when I started getting invites, I would always say an hour and a half later than it was, because you would, like, the Caroline's Christmas party, how many times do we have to sit outside in our car waiting for them to open up because we were there too early? It's like, I don't know what your issue is. In real life, you're always early to the party, but in podcasting, late to the party.
When Caroline's party was super big, when it was the big party in town, mm-hmm. I was headlining the next week, and all I know is my poster was up headlining as people walked in. Pretty fucking cool.
That was one of the greatest Christmases of your life, I bet.
Oh, it was
I never
just
noticed how short your hands really are. Your fingers are very short. What are your father's hands like?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
You've never looked at your father's hands?
I don't know.
I bet you I could pick out my mother and father's hands in a picture.
You're such a better person than me. Mm-hmm. Is that all you got?
I'm just curious about you.
You're not curious about me.
There's so
me.
Much I don't know. All right, fine. Wrap it up.
I don't care either. I don't know what to talk about today.
I'm trying to help.
I know, but we don't have any subjects to talk about today. What the fuck? You know, all these other people are making fucking $30,000 a month on Patreon,
it's like,
or $20,000.
It's like everyone. There's people that do better than you. There's people who do worse than you.
No one's doing.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with being in the middle. It's in fact the place you should try to
no,
stay.
No, I know. Everybody says that. I know that. Being in the middle. There's nothing
if
wrong.
If you are at the top of your industry in show business, you're no longer being creative. You're actually being forced to do whatever your audience wants you to do. We're not in that category. We can do whatever we want to do. And we can say whatever we want to say because nobody's trying to bring us down because we're not big enough. It's actually like the best place to be, exactly where we are.
Okay. Thank you.
And I don't want to do a Patreon. And I don't feel like doing any more work on the podcast.
Neither do I. Anyhow, this weekend I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry about this one. Look, what can I say?
I feel like we've had worse podcasts.
Not than this. This is the worst.
Why? Is it you?
It's me on this one. And you didn't add anything either.
What am I supposed to do? Take every... you're doing this. And I'm supposed to be like...
You should have said, yes, you're allowed to bring a girl over and take her to your room. It's your room.
No, you can do whatever you want in your
in
room.
In your room.
For 15 seconds.
Your room.
You get 1 second every year you're married.
Liar.
Go ahead. Use up your 15 seconds. You probably already used it up.
I didn't use it up. Where did I use it up at?
Listen, I don't know what happens when you go on the road.
I don't even go on the road.
Well, when you used to go on the road.
No, I wouldn't have used up.
I'm sure. I don't want to be one of those people. It's weird because I don't want to be one of the people that like everyone knows that your husband's cheating on you.
Oh, no, I'm not
you.
One.
But also, I don't want to be one of those people who knows my husband is cheating on me. So it's like a real.
No.
It's hard.
I want to know my wife's cheating on me.
You would love it if I was cheating on you.
No, no.
Yes, because it would prove you right. You'd be like, yay.
If you had a.
You're if I don't cheat on you, that's. The only reason I'm not cheating on you is so that I can prove you wrong.
That's the only reason?
The only fucking reason.
Liar, liar.
And also, I can't even imagine having it. Like my friends, they want boyfriends and stuff. And I was just like, if I was single, I wouldn't want a boyfriend right now.
You would in a second.
There's no way I'd be out dating.
You're outdated.
I'm outdated for outdating. Yes, you're correct.
No.
And I watched this thing where it was like,
oh, here we
here's
go.
My skincare regime, you know, whatever. And it's like 15 minutes of like, put this cream on, take this off. And I was just like, can you imagine if you spent that time like doing something constructive?
Or getting ready for your podcast.
Yes, like preparing for your podcast. Or curing cancer, or, you know.
Or telling.
Studying the night sky for new stars or celestial orbs or something.
Typing on Twitter or Instagram for Sarah to apologize from a joke from fucking 17 years ago that was relevant at the time. Maybe mean, maybe not, but relevant at the time.
I think you're missing my point, but okay.
Your point is.
What? Like, you should just get old and stop trying to get. I mean, what? I can't do it either, but stop trying to get
some new pussy
people to be physically attracted to. Stop worrying about that part of it.
I don't care if they're physically attracted to me.
What, you just force them?
No, I want to be physically attracted to myself. That's why I try to stay in shape and work out and be healthy.
But then you need another person. So then you don't want a girl in your room. You just want you in your room.
Ripped. If I was in my room fucking ripped, like...
You'd never come out. You just have mirrors and tissues. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Tissues? Fuck that.
What, you just come all over the mirrors?
On my stomach and play finger paint with it. Ew. Why are you making a face?
I don't know. Finger painting is so juvenile.
Remember when you were a kid, you finger painted and you brought it home? Look,
in my with my dad's jizz. Yeah.
Oh, you bring it home to your mom and, you know, well, here, I finger painted this for you and they got to pretend it was nice. Oh, nice. Nice. It's scribble with paint. Scribble.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
We're not going to get to something funny. I thought we would.
Did you?
I thought we'd get something. Oh, I was like hoping maybe we'd get a little something we could put on a clip.
I think
fool people into thinking it was a good podcast, but we're not going to be able to do that.
Not today. There's no good clip. I think there was something at like 27 minutes. I don't know. I just don't. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm bored. I'm fucking, it's snowing out. You can't do any, not snowing. There's snow all over the place. There's nothing to do. Nothing to do.
Depressed?
No, I'm bored. B-O-R-E-D.
Ooh, girl.
Bored. B-O-A-R-D. Bored.
That's very hard for someone who's mentally disabled.
I'm bored. I'm just fucking bouncing off. You know, I go in the garage. I hit some golf balls for a while. And I try to find little projects to do. There's no projects around the house. People go, well, why don't you sit and write? I don't do that.
Who said that to you?
Nobody. That's what they would think. I'm on stage. I'm killing. I'm as funny as I've ever been still. My fucking right now, my crowd work's amazing because I haven't written tons of new material. I've written a couple, some stuff, you know, some COVID stuff. But, you know, when you're working, when I work, that's when I get creative. So I'm not working that much, so it's hard, but my crowd work now, because I'm doing more crowd work because I don't want to do any old material, and my crowd work is always new and, you know, off the cuff and in the moment, and it's as good as that's as good as it's ever been. But, you know, you can't depend on that all the time. You do need new material. You know, I got 6 CDs. It's time for number 7, but if... The last year I was working, I'd be almost ready for another CD, but I haven't been working, so.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, Bonnie's almost due for her second CD. Her first one killed people. It won Best Album of the Year on Interrobang.
Mm-hmm.
I won 2 out of the last 3 years, or whatever, 2 out of the last 4, but, and it's because we're creative people.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? She's okay. Up for a Canadian Emmy.
No, I'm not. I mean, they haven't announced it yet.
I'm announcing it.
But I don't know for sure I am.
I think you will be. I mean, who are you up against?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Canada.
You and John Doerr?
Maybe.
He's funny.
He's probably hosting it.
He's funny. Why don't you talk about Jimmy Dore? Next podcast, we'll talk about the wars on the left. There's wars on the left amongst podcasters.
All comedian podcasters.
Yeah, are fighting with each other. That's what Bonnie told me. I don't follow that shit.
I literally tell you these things, and then you speak more about it than I do. It's so weird. We did a podcast where I just tried to tell you something I read in the New York Times, and the only reason I have the New York Times is to do the crossword, but since I have the whatever.
It's called an app.
Since I paid for it, I'll sometimes, like, you know, I can click articles. And then you went on a podcast and started saying what I was explaining to you. It was so weird. And then I had to say, like, hey, he only just heard me talk about this for 10 seconds, and yet you were an expert on it. How do you do that? How does your mind do that? Don't you think, like, people are going to know I'm dumb, or more smarter people are around? Like, I don't get how you think, like, the barely knowing something that you can still act like an expert on it. Comics do it all the time. It's weird.
All you really need is the main topic of the thing, of the subject.
The title is enough for you.
An opinion, you know, you could learn, you could tell me a couple of things that go on or something, and I fucking go, yeah, I get it.
What if somebody was like in the article, like, this is common thinking, but here, take into account A, B, C, and D, then you'd change your opinion about it.
No.
But you don't know that stuff, so you just still be like, well, I know what I'm talking about.
No, because if they have to give four different views of it, then they don't even have the right opinion
okay,
on it. A, B,
whatever.
C, and D.
I gotta go.
No, you see what I'm saying? See,
no, I don't see what you're saying.
You don't see what I'm saying.
I see that you're saying stuff. I got to go because I'm going to go have coffee with friends.
You're going to have coffee with friends?
Yes.
Where?
At a Starbucks. We're going to go sit outside. We're all going to dress warm.
You're not going to sit outside in this weather.
Yeah, we are. We are, because you can't drink inside.
You can. You can go inside.
Well, I'm not taking my mask off indoors.
I'm coming down to see if you're out there.
Come with me.
I don't want to come with you.
Bye. I got to go.
See, you know anything you want to plug?
Peace out. People can buy my book. You're Better Than Me.
What about your album? Can't you get that on
iTunes?
You
can also buy my album, but I got my... I'm going to start making money on my book because, you know, you get a... an advance, and then you have to like sell that many copies, and I just barely sold that many copies, so then
the next year
I'll start getting money.
What's the name of your book?
You're Better Than Me. And Doug Stanhope read it and was talking about it on his podcast, so he was listening to it. Get the Audible version.
What do you call it?
Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Goodbye.
This Friday and Saturday, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. Be there.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
It's Jeep 4x4 season. Make your next adventure epic and hurry in now for great deals. And now, well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe for $389 a month for 24 months with $5,399 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease to Chrysler Capital. Extra charge for miles over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.